This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
A hollow victory against tobacco.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A federal judge says yes, cigarette companies have lied for decades about the dangers of smoking, but she says there isn't much the courts can do to make big tobacco pay for it. The ruling came yesterday in a 7-year-old racketeering case against the tobacco industry. Judge Gladys Kessler did order companies to stop labeling their cigarettes as low tar, light, or mild because those terms are misleading. But she said the courts have ruled that remedies must be designed to prevent future wrongdoing, not punish bad behavior. The government wanted billions of dollars. I guarantee the folks at Dell are saying TGIF. It's been a bad week for the world's largest computer maker. First, the recall of 4 million laptop batteries. Then Dell turned in a profit report that was pretty painful yesterday. And the company said the SEC has been looking into potential accounting problems. Sam Eaton has more.
On the tail of announcing the biggest electronics recall in U.S. history, Dell coughed up second quarter earnings that show the slowest growth in 3 years for the computer giant. Net income fell to about $500 million, just under half of what it was a year ago. But that's not enough to send analysts running. Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group says this former star among computer makers still has some shine, despite this week's string of bad news.
While this may be more than just a little blip, for now it does still look like a blip on the radar screen they should pull out of.
Enderle says Dell now needs to focus on the good things it's doing. For one, Dell is introducing AMD computer chips into its lineup, bringing an end to an exclusive deal with Pentium chip maker Intel. And as online computer sales slump, Dell is setting up retail centers called super kiosks, where consumers can touch and feel all they want before taking the plunge on a new PC. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
A sharp drop in oil prices gave stocks a boost. The Dow climbed 7 points, less than a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq was up 0.3. The S&P 500 gained a tenth. Oil is trading just below $71 a barrel today. It's back to school time. And I guess school bullies do things a little differently these days. A law enforcement group is trying to tackle the problem of cyber bullies. From the Marketplace Work and Family Desk, Hillary Wakay explains.
Apparently, shaking kids down on the playground for their lunch money isn't enough. Bullies have gone digital. They use email, create websites, and send hate mail, even death threats, via instant message. The group Fight Crime, Invest in Kids released a poll yesterday that shows 1/3 of teens and 1 in 6 preteens have been victims of cyberbullying. David Cass is with Fight Crime.
The thing that's so harmful about cyberbullying is that it can be 24/7. You can't get away from it. I mean, with cyberbullying, you're never safe.
The group wants every school district in the country to put a bullying prevention program into place. They say that shouldn't stress even budget-conscious schools. A proven training program would cost about $4,000 per district. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wakay for Marketplace.
And you're listening to Marketplace. It's Friday, time for the job files. Today we profile the air traffic controller.
American 3 Heavy, LA Tower.
My name is Sherry Avery, and I'm the air traffic control manager at LAX Airport.
United 1163, Los Angeles Tower.
One of the most stressful times was when I worked at Burbank Airport and there was a small airplane at night that got caught near clouds and the pilot was not qualified to fly in or near clouds. I was able to give him turns to lead him toward a small airport that he landed at safely, but it was very stressful in the middle because I worried that he was going to be okay. I love the challenge. I love being able to herd cats. Also, looking out the window and seeing a 777 or a 747 lift off, it's so cool to see. And in the tower cab, it's 275 feet above the ground, so it's the best view in town.
Java 6493 Los Angeles Tower.
The job files were produced by Karen Ness. The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. A historic moment for Lebanon today. Lebanese soldiers fanned out along the southern border with Israel. This deployment helps Lebanon seize control of its entire country for the first time since 1968. Hezbollah had been controlling the southern region. Many Lebanese business owners in that area were hit hard by the recent fighting, and some of them are turning to Hezbollah to help them rebuild. Ben Gilbert has our story.
The Lebanese town of Bin Jebel is only a few miles away from the Israeli border. It was the site of one of the most intense battles in the war between Israel and Hezbollah. 3 days ago, the city was a ghost town. But now people who fled the fighting have returned. What they found is not pretty. The entire city center is demolished. Banks built in the last few years are shredded with shrapnel. Entire 4- and 5-story buildings have collapsed into themselves. Nearby, 50-year-old Sammy Dogger surveys the devastation from his grocery store. "My entire building is damaged," he says. The front windows of Dogger's store are knocked out. The frames are twisted. But the shelves are still stocked with laundry detergent, Pepsis, and Colgate toothpaste. It's the rest of the building that poses the problem. That's the warehouse, and that's the house. The home is a total loss, he says. Dogger points to the second-floor balcony of his villa above the store. It's missing part of its roof. The stairs leading up to Dogger's home are still intact. Upstairs, a tree-shaded compound used to house his mother, his brother, and his brother's family. The house, with the shop and the warehouse, will cost no less than $450,000 to rebuild, he says. Dogger's unsure how he'll put the money together, but he's expecting help from Hezbollah soon. Here in Jouya, a few miles away from Bin Jebel, residents barely got a chance to start sweeping up broken glass before Hezbollah engineers arrived to do a site survey. 55-year-old gas station owner Muslim Souri says that after the fighting, by the time he got back to his station, Hezbollah members had already left a flag on his pumps. The flag indicated that the team had done a preliminary assessment of damages and would soon return with an estimate and maybe even cash. I have complete faith in Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, to take care of all the damages, he says. Souri estimates the damages to his gas station, which was hit by 2 Israeli missiles, to be around $110,000. Hezbollah has been making similar visits to residents around southern Lebanon. One Lebanese official in the south says each village has a 5-man Hezbollah reconstruction assessment team. No residents in several southern towns reported visits by a Lebanese government team with a similar mission. In South Lebanon, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The state of air travel. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.